KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and currently 29 degrees. Temperature's been holding steady over the past hour. We look for mostly sunny skies today with a high of 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A multi-state salmonella outbreak has sickened 10 people and caused one death. Officials of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the outbreak is believed to be connected to ground beef, but so far no one supplier has been linked to the outbreak. People who have been sick reported eating different brands purchased from several locations. Eight people have been hospitalized. Of the eight people interviewed, six said they ate ground beef at home. People who get sick from salmonella typically develop a fever, diarrhea, and stomach cramps about 12 to 72 hours after being exposed to the bacteria. Typically, an illness will last 4 to 7 days. Most people recover without treatment, but sometimes an illness can be so bad that a patient will need to be hospitalized. The outbreak has been reported in six states, including Iowa, according to the CDC. Lab tests identified the outbreak strain of Salmonella Dublin in repackaged leftover ground beef that was collected from a California home of one of the people who got sick. People started getting sick in August, and of the nine who got sick, eight were hospitalized, as mentioned, which the CDC says is much higher than would be expected for Salmonella infections. Typically, the hospitalization is usually about 20%. The investigation will continue, and the CDC promises to keep the public updated. The state board, which oversees medical marijuana, is recommending allowing patients with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, to qualify for Iowa's medical cannabis program. Medical professionals approved the recommendation after saying there's not enough scientific evidence supporting the use of cannabis to treat PTSD. Board member and Dr. Lonnie Miller says it'll be several years before strong scientific conclusions can be drawn about cannabis as a medical treatment. He also shared a story about his friend who had PTSD and committed suicide.
And again, there are risks to the CBD, and the reports discuss that. Now, the risks of untreated PTSD are numerous as well.
He said his friend is an example of those risks.
At the very least, they live a miserable existence. At the very worst, they die.
Several members of the public testified in favor of allowing medical cannabis for PTSD, and one testified against, warning the board about potential health and safety risks. The recommendation now goes to the Iowa Board of Medicine for final consideration. The board is also recommending lawmakers remove the 3% cap on THC in Iowa's medical cannabis products. THC is the chemical that makes cannabis users high. They recommend allowing patients to obtain up to 4.5 grams of THC in a 90-day period, with some exceptions. The legislature passed a bipartisan bill this past spring that would have allowed for 25 grams of THC in 90 days, but Governor Kim Reynolds vetoed it. Board member and pharmacist Stephen Richards says he hasn't seen any data to support allowing 25 grams of THC.
THC has a potential for causing harm, and that's where the danger begins to come in. So, all right, if we're going to do it, let's be careful, all right, and let's keep this number what appears to be probably reasonable level.
Democratic Representative John Forbes, who's also a pharmacist, asked the board to support a higher THC limit. He says some patients won't be able to get enough pain relief under their recommendation. As influenza activity picks up this fall, the American Red Cross is urging healthy donors of all blood types to give blood or platelets to ensure a strong blood supply for patients in need. Blood and platelets can only be given by donors who are feeling well. Flu shot doesn't affect blood donation eligibility, and one way to maintain health is to get a flu vaccine each fall. There's no waiting period to give blood or platelets after receiving a flu shot, as long as the donor is symptom-free and fever-free. For those that had the flu, it's important to wait until you're no longer exhibiting flu symptoms, have recovered completely, and feel well before attempting to donate. Donors must feel healthy and well on the day of their donation. Donors of all blood types, especially platelet donors and those with type O blood, are urged to give now and ensure a stable supply this fall. Stay healthy this flu season and make an appointment to donate blood by downloading the free Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or enabling the blood donor skill on any Alexa Echo device. You can see the list of upcoming blood donations underway now through November 15th here in the listening area in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in the news, police in Red Oak report a woman was taken into custody late Friday morning for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. 18-year-old Hannah Marie Lay of Red Oak was arrested at the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office for vandalism. Her bond was set at $300. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office yesterday was asking for your help in finding a vehicle and two men believed to be involved in the theft of four rims and tires from a car dealership in Red Oak. Authorities say the wheels were stolen off a 2019 Ford Taurus on the Hawkeye Ford lot sometime between 1:57 a.m. and 2:15 a.m. on Friday. The suspect vehicle is a mid-2000 model year gray four-door Pontiac Grand Am with a trunk spoiler. The vehicle was occupied by two men. Anyone with information about the theft is asked to contact Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 888-434-2712, and you can remain anonymous. One person was injured during a three-vehicle collision Thursday evening in Union County. The sheriff's office yesterday said a 2006 Chevy Impala driven by 28-year-old Dakota Galden of Orient was traveling north in the southbound lane of Highway 25 just before 6 p.m. Thursday when he struck a southbound 2011 Kia Forte EX. The driver of the Kia, 30-year-old Crystal Hagel of Creston, saw Galden's car approaching in her lane and tried to move over, but her vehicle was hit on the front passenger side. The Impala continued to sideswipe the Kia before striking a southbound 2011 Chevy Equinox on its front passenger side. The SUV was driven by 56-year-old Leanne Warrior of Bridgewater. And after it hit the SUV, the Impala continued off the road and came to rest in the west ditch, which had running water. Galden complained of pain and was transported by EMS to the hospital. He was subsequently cited for driving while suspended and driving on the wrong side of the road. All three vehicles were declared a total loss with damages totaling $26,000. Neither of the other drivers reported any injuries. A Council Bluffs man was being held in the Pott County Jail and served with a warrant Thursday afternoon. Authorities said Friday that 30-year-old David John Coway of Council Bluffs was presented with a warrant for theft in the second degree for larceny ranging from $1,500 to $10,000. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said also Coway had a non-extraditable warrant out of Adams County. And after being read his warrant, he was returned to the custody of corrections staff. A Nebraska man has been sentenced for his involvement in a conspiracy targeting a potential drug trafficking witness in Iowa. Federal court records say 24-year-old Andrew Nissen was sentenced Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Sioux City to 15 years and 8 months in prison. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance and use of a firearm in a drug trafficking crime. As part of the plea agreement, charges of conspiracy to tamper with a witness by attempting to kill a person and tampering with a witness by attempting to kill a person were dismissed. Nissen of South Sioux City, Nebraska, admitted in a plea bargain agreement on August the 1st of last year that he drove Isaac McDonald to a Sioux City location where McDonald shot John McClure, in order to keep him from speaking to police about drug trafficking and firearms. McClure soon crashed into a tree but survived. McDonald has pleaded guilty to charges for drugs, weapons, and other crimes. The time is on your side this weekend when daylight savings sunsets. Most of the United States bids adieu at around 2 a.m. local time Sunday when standard time returns, bringing an extra hour of sleep for one night. With the shift, it'll be lighter earlier in the morning and darker earlier in the evening. Hawaii, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and most of Arizona don't observe daylight saving time, so there's no need to change. Daylight saving time returns at 2 a.m. local time on Sunday, March the 8th. According to a poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, 7 in 10 Americans prefer not to switch back and forth, but there's no agreement on which time clocks ought to follow. And finally, in state news, Iowa's 4th District District Democratic candidate J.D. Scholten is scheduled to appear at a chilly supper this Sunday evening, hosted by four county Democratic committees, Audubon, Shelby, Carroll, and Crawford. Scholten is running against Steve King for U.S. Congress and will speak at 6 p.m. Sunday at the VFW in Manning. A chili supper will be provided for donations and is open to everyone regardless of your party affiliation. There will be a raffle drawing and a silent auction as well, and representatives from the various presidential campaigns will be available at 5 p.m. Sunday to share information about their respective candidates. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.